time had come then when God would intervene in history to bring salvation to humanity. And he begins with the birth of John the Baptist and then points to the blessed child in Mary's womb. This is Jesus. And Mary's astonished at everything that she was hearing. "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" she asked. And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Those words from Mary are incredible, aren't they? Because they are filled with a confidence that only comes from the Spirit of God. She could have been anxious and afraid, but listen to that. "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." That's what happens when God's Spirit fills us. It gives us a confidence and a peace that cannot exist without it. And as Luke continues, we're going to see Mary going off to visit Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth hears Mary's voice, or hears Mary's greeting, the baby, this is incredible to see how God does things that are beyond our understanding. The baby leapt in Elizabeth's womb, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear." So in other words, and as we've heard before, and it's our theme here, blessed is the child in your womb, Jesus Christ. And Elizabeth goes on, "But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth somehow recognising that Mary was about to bear the Messiah. And here Mary begins to sing a song of praise to God. It's called the Magnificat, found in Luke chapter 1, verse 46 through to 55. And it's important that we listen to her words and learn with them. Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." You see, Mary knows that she is a sinner. She knows that she's a regular person, someone with no importance or relevance in the community. And she was amazed because God had chosen to act through her in an incredibly special way. And now she says, "For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed." And goes on to reveal how God is about to show his power, exalt the humble, bring down the haughty, and be the helper of Israel, as he promised the patriarchs all the way back to Abraham. And so here we have perhaps the most famous and important woman in Holy Scripture, Mary, the one who had the privilege of giving birth to the Saviour Jesus.
Well, I love how earlier on you mentioned Mary's song, the Magnificat. I see here she also refers to God as my Saviour.
Yeah, she recognizes, doesn't she, that salvation comes from God and not from herself. And this allows us to know that she was a sinner, just like the rest of us, and needed to be saved. And you know, a saviour isn't going to mean much to us if we don't understand our need of one. If we understood the huge weight of guilt and the potential wrath of God that lies upon us, and also understood the incredible, eternal, immeasurable love of a Saviour waiting, no, actually longing to deliver us, I then believe many more of us would be first in line to receive the Saviour. And Mary's reply to the angel was simply the language of faith and humble admiration. And, you know, we should copy her in this.